This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. The Oxford Street Entertainment District looks set to be free of lockout laws within months, after an announcement by New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian that Sydney's controversial lockouts will be removed everywhere but King's Cross. Berejiklian conceded over the weekend that it was time to boost Sydney's nighttime economy in the wake of a cross-parliamentary committee review of the laws earlier this year. The current lockout laws, which many contend have decimated Sydney's nightlife, were first introduced in January 2014 under former New South Wales Premier Barry O'Farrell. Tasmania's transgender and gender diverse community have celebrated as long-awaited birth certificate reforms came into legal effect for the first time. The new laws allow gender references on birth certificates to be amended without surgery or removed altogether, while new anti-discrimination provisions also came into effect. Advocates say the reforms are the most advanced in Australia and among the best in the world. The head of the Anglican Church of Australia has weighed in on the decision of a diocese in rural Victoria to begin blessing married same-sex couples, urging them to delay the move. The Anglican Primate of Australia, Archbishop Philip Fryer, has referred the matter to the Anglican Church's Appellate Tribunal for its opinion on the matter and has written to Wangaratta Bishop John Parks, urging him not to proceed before the tribunal issues a decision. Archbishop Fryer will reportedly be gathering Australia's Anglican bishops to discuss the matter before the end of the year. The Australian Christian Lobby has expressed concerns that the Morrison government's draft religious discrimination bill does not go far enough in the license that it gives religious groups and people to discriminate against others. The Australian Christian Lobby is also concerned that the bill does not go far enough in overturning Tasmania's landmark anti-discrimination legislation. In a letter to supporters, ACL Managing Director Martin Eales wrote, "While on the surface the bill appears to deal with some significant issues, the devil is in the detail. Those details mean there is no robust protection for people such as Israel Folau or Archbishop of Hobart Julian Porteous." A group of scientists in Spain have discovered that people who have a genetic anomaly that causes a particular kind of muscular dystrophy are immune from infection by the HIV virus. 23 members of a family that share a common ancestor from southern Spain were recruited for the study, all of whom have the same kind of muscular dystrophy. In a stunning about-face, the founder of Hopeful Wholeness, one of the most prominent gay conversion therapy groups in the United States, has criticized conversion therapy after coming out as gay. McRae Game, founder of the South Carolina-based therapy ministry, first came out in June. His admission came nearly 2 years after being ejected by the organization's board of directors in November 2017. While gay conversion therapy is starting to lose traction in the US, Hopeful Wholeness still operates across at least 15 states today. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
An NFL star who made a video for an anti-gay group insists he's not homophobic. Saints quarterback Drew Brees was criticised for promoting a Bible initiative for Focus on the Family, a group whose leader once called a school shooting God's judgment on same-sex marriage. Brees says his views have been misconstrued by media coverage and that he doesn't support anti-LGBT discrimination.
I was not aware of any of the things they said about them lobbying for, you know, anti-gay, any type of hate-type related stuff. So what's a shame is that people will make headlines just to get hits, and all of a sudden these rumors spread that are completely untrue. So, shame on them.
Last weekend, AEW's Cody Rhodes was forced to apologize for participating in an anti-gay puto chant at AAA's Triple Mania in Mexico, as he didn't know the term's negative connotations. And finally, the head of the French Football Federation has told referees to ignore homophobic chants as they're stopping too many matches. Noel Legrette made the claim in an interview with West France after 3 games in 2 weeks were interrupted due to anti-gay chants and banners. Legrette says they'll stop the chance if there's consistent homophobic abuse from the whole ground, but if it's only 2,000 imbeciles, he doesn't see why the other 28,000 should be punished.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.